Howard Jones is celebrating 30 years in our ears and he joins me now. Hello, Howard. How are you?
Hi, Dominic. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Really good. It's lovely to have you on the programme.
Thank you very much.
And just hearing the end there, that first single, new song, 1983. Can you believe it all started 30 years ago?
Yeah, I know. It seems actually seems a long distant past, really. It's such a long time ago, isn't it? So much has happened.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And, you know, as time goes by, you kind of, I don't know how you feel about it, but I often think something that I thought was literally yesterday, you then find out was 20 years ago. And you think, how did that happen? Yeah. Where did it all go?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So many things. I mean, in general, life, you know, modern life is so crammed full of stuff now, isn't it? I mean, you know, it moves at a much faster pace than it ever used to.
So yeah. I was just on a canal boat holiday the other week and it was 5 miles per hour. And it's always nice because you're literally going along and the traffic's going past you. There was a Great Western train going to my left. And I thought, I'm just here pottering along. And that's nice to do sometimes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Do you remember the first time that you put your fingers on an electronic keyboard? Was it like a eureka moment for you?
I was going up to shop, you know, synthesizer shops up in London, and I went to his shop on Tottenham Court Road, I think it was, and ordered a Moog Prodigy, and you know, was incredibly excited. This is a monophonic keyboard; it plays, you know, one note at a time, and it's like 2.5 octaves. And brought it home, and then by some weird mistake, they sent me another one, and so I ended up with two, and that was actually a catalyst for. One was used for bass, and one was used for like top lines, and that's kind of. Made me think about doing this, you know, a one-man show using synths and drum machines, and I just pursued that idea from then on.
Did you feel it was like there's a sign there somewhere?
Yeah, that's right. And I did send the money for the second one, by the way. I thought I'd keep the karma good on this.
That can sometimes happen, though, these days. You know, yeah. you get another one being sent by a company accidentally, and they say, oh, no, don't worry about it, it's fine.
Yeah.
You never stop making music. You constantly perform, and you tour a lot as well.
Yeah, I've had a really enjoyable, exciting year with touring this year. I did a lot of festivals in the UK, about 8 or 9, and you know, played to huge crowds. There was 30,000 up in Scotland, and you know, usually you know, 10,000 people, you know, every weekend. And then we did this tour in America with I was co-headlining with Andy Bell from Erasure, and we had the most amazing tour, ending up in Mexico City. You know, just about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it's been really good, and you know, I've got these couple of shows coming up now in November. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about those. And interesting, though, I just wondered when you're with someone like Andy Bell and other people you meet along the way, and because of all these Rewind festivals and the 1980s, almost like a circuit of artists, isn't there, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the 80s has its own sort of little bubble of festivals.
You're in a time vortex.
Well, you know, we never got invited to play places like Glastonbury, you know, because, you know, the 80s was never regarded as part of the rock and roll heritage. So, you know, because we all had, like, you know, suits that would have got muddied up in those fields. And so I think that that really now it's the 80s revenge now, isn't it? You know, we've got the biggest festivals, we've got the best tents.
It's true, though.
We invented glamping. Yeah,
there you go. Glamping was very much invented in the 80s. Everyone thinks it's a brand new thing. What's really nice about that, though, is that I've looked at some of the people who have come back from Rewind festivals, and they've got a couple of friends who go to those things all the time. And you know, you see, and I know you were famous for the hair, Howard, but that you see people who are very much trying to say, it's still here, I'm still wearing it.
No, I think, well, I mean, it's okay to wear a few wigs now and again. I think, you know, that's okay.
Believe you me, Howard, I know people who are still wearing their hair.
I think, you know, we should move on.
just one thought before we go. We've got to go now. I ask you, you know, if you look back at those 30 years, what's the best decision you ever made?
Oh, best decision was to buy a Jupiter 8. And commit all my money to synthesizers.